بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. When the wahi was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, when he was in the ghar, in the cave, and he had come down back home after the impact of the first revelation that came down upon him, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was naturally very anxious. He was scared. In some narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perspiring, he was trembling because of the impact and the significance of the wahi and the revelation that came down upon him. Even later on, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive the wahi and revelation, and he knew that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam was coming to him, the impact and the effect on his body used to be tremendous. But one can well imagine the first time that where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know that this is wahi, this is revelation, this is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam that has come to me, and he comes down and he asks and he requests his wife, Zammiluni, wrap me up, wrap me up. And then he makes a statement while she is, our mother Khadija radiallahu anha, while she is comforting him and while she is looking after him, he makes a statement that inni akhafu ala nafsi dhi'a, that I fear that I am going to be destroyed. I feel such inside, such is my fear and such is my anxiety that I'm experiencing right now, that I feel that I am going to be destroyed and annihilated. Khadija radiallahu anha responds to him, kalla, it's never going to happen to you. She doesn't know that he has become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She doesn't know that at that point in time. Not even he knows. Later on, when he is introduced to the impact of the wahi and he is confirmed and reaffirmed by other people that no, in fact you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes evident to everybody. Although at that point in time he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by birth and by virtue of just receiving revelation. But she doesn't know at that point in time what is the significance of what came down upon him. But she's telling him nonetheless that nothing bad and untoward is going to happen to you. Why? Because you look after the wayfarer. You look after the sick. You look after those who are disenfranchised and thrown away in the community. Nobody else wants to have anything to do with them. But you take it upon yourself to look after them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always looks after such type of people. Now what does this tell us? That the greatest protection of honor and dignity for an individual and a community is when that individual and that community becomes selfless instead of selfish. It's not necessarily the message of the month of Ramadan, but it is the message of the entire deen. That when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Madinatul Munawwara, and when he is asked by the Yahudi Rabbi Abdullah bin Salam, who later becomes Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, when he asks him at that initial point in time, when he just arrives in Yathrib, just soon to be known as Madinatul Munawwara, then what is this deen that you preach? Tell us the reality. I mean, summarize the reality of what this Islam is all about. What does he tell him? إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ, that we feed the people. That's our Islam. We feed the people. وَإِفْشَاءُ السَّلَامُ, we spread the greeting of peace. We spread the greeting of peace amongst us. And وَصَلُّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, and perform salah in the hours of the night, which is the most reclusive and the most sensitive time of a person, when nobody else is watching. You cannot even be insincere at that point in time, for there is nobody to show off to at that point in time. Everybody in the world is sleeping. While the whole world is asleep, then we get up in front of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do that, as the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ, you will enter the Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with peace, because you have got these fundamental qualities inside your life. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ana wa mra'atu safa al-khaddayn kahatayn fil jannah." I and a woman of dry cheeks will be like this in Jannah. I and a woman whose cheeks are dry will be like this in Jannah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them understood, but later on they asked for clarification. Who is this particular type of woman, safa'a al-khaddain, than one whose cheeks are dry, or the actual word is scorched, but it means that, you know, she doesn't apply any makeup or anything of that sort. Rasulullah says that particular lady who has become widowed from her husband, but has children and she devotes the rest of her life to the proper tarbiyat and upbringing of her child, she introduces no man into her life, even though it is permissible, it is allowed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that leeway, but she takes a special interest in raising her children and giving full attention towards them, I and her will be like this in Jannah. I and her will be like this because of what? Her selfless nature. It's not because of she herself, but because of what she embarked upon. The selfless nature of the individual warrants that that individual be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Yawmul Qiyamah. This is the entire message of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is evidence and there is sign for everything. What's the evidence that it is daytime? The sun is slowly rising, it's getting brighter outside. What's the evidence of night? That the sun is now set and is getting darker outside. There is also the evidence of iman inside a person. And the evidence of iman inside a person is that when that person understands and identifies anything which is khair and anything which is good, then in addition to desiring it for themselves, that they desire it for other people as well. Others amongst the believers as well. That if I have, other people must have as well. And then that sifa, that quality of theirs, is in fact a sign of iman. It is a sign that they themselves are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that asra'u du'a, one of the closest du'as, or quickest du'as, should I say, ijabatan, that will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the dua of a person who, or a dua that a person makes for another person who is absent. In other words, you make dua of good for somebody else who's not there. Because there's an angel appointed behind that person who will say, Ameen walaka bimithli, that may Ameen upon your dua, and may you also have what you are asking for your brother. The ulama mentioned that the real reason why this becomes quickly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has the quality of selflessness inside there. That you are making dua for the khair of somebody else. Hence your maker has ensured that there will be somebody behind that dua, an angel, making Ameen upon that dua, that you also have the same. It is this selfless and not selfish quality that renders that quick acceptance, and in fact is a sign of Iman and Islam. My respected friends, before we conclude, we are ending the last or the first few 10 days of the month of Ramadan, few days left no doubt, but it is quickly coming to an end, and in the next couple of days we will be entering the middle phase of the month of Ramadan by midweek, at least, or round about there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that awwaluha, that the first of this month is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The middle of this month is the maghfirah and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last few days, or last 10 days, itqu min an-nar is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. It is also noted by many in our society and community that people, alhamdulillah, have a trend, and people, many people, not all, but many people, bring their taraweeh or the khatam of the Quran Kareem to a completion in 7 nights, 10 nights, 12 nights, 15 nights, for various reasons. Whilst alhamdulillah the enthusiasm is very good, if a person alhamdulillah wants to do it in 7 nights, 10 nights or whatever, it's very good, and those 7 and 10 night people will be coming to an end very shortly. It must also be understood that the fact that the Qur'an al-Kareem is completed from cover to cover, it doesn't give a person a license to stay at home. It's not a license and an invitation that Taraweeh is over and the moon of Eid is about to be sighted the very next day. Ramadan is still on. Your 20 rakats, which is incumbent upon you, whether you complete it in one night, or 5 nights, or 10 nights for that matter, is still your sunnah for that month of Ramadan. So if a person, alhamdulillah, intends to travel, and they have this safety and security, I made that one khatam of the Qur'an al-Kareem, that's all well and good. If a person, alhamdulillah, wants to go out in the path of Allah, even better. If a person wants to go to different masajid, that's very good, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, it should never ever be such that complacence sets inside the life of a person, I'm now done, and as a result I can read Alam Tara Raital An-Nas times 2 and finish 20 rakats after Isha somewhere quickly, and I can enjoy the rest of the night, or Iyadu Billah, even worse, pursue various entertainment avenues that are out there for the rest of the month, right till the 1st, 2nd of June, July, and onwards, Iyadu Billah. The reality is that Ramadan's enthusiasm is supposed to increase, that every day that goes by. And if a person, alhamdulillah, uses that free time for something good, that will be beneficial. However, it should never be that a person takes a wrong message, or people you have brought along with you, that you are very enthusiastic, but they are less enthusiastic, should take a wrong message from a quick khatam, from a quick completion, to now say that it's now over, let's find other time or other avenues to utilize our time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of both worlds. Ameen. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.